Hello, ladies, and welcome to our monthly coaching call. This is Coach Dawn, and I am really, really excited about this call today for a couple of reasons. One is because of the guest speaker we have on this call. We have with us Dream Coach Devana out of Phoenix, Arizona, and we met in a really interesting way. We actually met at a conference. And so someone sat us at the same table at a restaurant. We're not exactly sure why, but it was the beginning of a beautiful friendship and a beautiful sisterhood. And so I've never been more thankful for a happy accident. And so we have Dream Coach Devana on with us today. Devana, you want to say hello?
Hello, everyone. Hello, all of my lioness sisters. Hello.
And so we are... what we're going to talk about, as you know, if you've been on the coaching calls for the past couple of months, I've been obsessively talking about taking action. And we've broken down some things as to why people don't take the action they need to take. And for the past couple of calls, I've been talking about how successful people think. And we've been digging into that material. And so one of the things that you just can't get around is sometimes there are things that are preventing us from thinking well or from taking the action that we really need to take in order to get where we're going. And so one of Dream Coach Devana's areas of expertise is really helping people move past fear, get clarity, get focus, and just dig out and uproot some of those things that really hold us back from our dreams. And so, Devana, I'm just going to open it up for you to talk about you know, why is it even important to do some reflective work to figure out what's holding you back?
Wow. Dawn, as you know, reflecting is just my thing. It is so important to connect with you, to get to know you, to understand you, to understand why you are the way you are, who you are, where you want to go, where you want to be, and what has caused you to, if you're not where you want to be, what has caused you to stop? What has caused you to feel doubt, to feel fear? What's around you? Are you where you're supposed to be? Are you living where you're supposed to live? Are you surrounding yourself around the people that you are supposed to surround yourself around? Are you in, I call it, as you know, your grace space? If there are moments where you feel like, wait a minute, this isn't right. I'm supposed to be, I have this dream of starting this business. I have this vision of becoming a mother, becoming a wife, or I have a vision of excelling in my career, taking over my supervisor's position. Whatever your vision is, whatever your goal is, if you are not just day in or day out walking in that direction, seeing that becoming more and more of your reality each day, something is off. And how do you know something is off? It's just that you don't feel that you are in your grace space. You don't see it happening. And in that moment, you have to reassess. You have to go within. You have to reflect. You have to meet yourself exactly where you are and start the process of peeling the layers and saying, where did I get here? How did I get here? When did I get here? You know, and I'm just going to share a personal story, Dawn. Is that okay before we dive into some rich content?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I've been on a journey. I've been on a journey for the past 5 months, and I was in a season of my life where everything just came to a halt. All of my everything that was very, very successful for me, my joy, my peace, abundance, everything that was flowing into my life, it just came to a halt. And I had to take a moment to just take a breather away from just pouring so much in other women and other people and coaching and speaking and just being this this entrepreneur, this nonprofit leader, executive director. I had to take a moment to reflect. So what I did was I started to write. I started to write in my journal. I started to connect with nature. I started to look at where did my life change? What happened in that moment that everything was redirected? And who was the main character in my life when I fell off, when I got off of focus? And when did I make the decision that I was going to allow anyone or anything, whether that be myself or another person, come in and take me off of my path and make me forget where I was going or what the vision I had for my life was? So I courageously took a break. I took a break from social media. I took a break from coaching and trying to be Miss Perfection and have it all together. And I just took a break. And I started to reflect. I started to go into the world and just find peace and start looking within and writing and realize, like, oh, my goodness, I had something to prove. But in those moments of writing and getting clarity and reflecting on what happened, I knew that there was going to be a time that I was going to have to take action. So to all of you all listening to this message, hearing Dawn and I speak today, it starts with reflecting. It starts with understanding. It starts with connecting with yourself and meeting yourself exactly where you are. But once you do that and you gain clarity and you get crystal clear as to what happened, as to where, why you aren't where you're supposed to be, the only thing that you have next to do is to act. You have to take action. And that looks very scary because you may not have the resources that you've had before. You may not have the time that you've had before. You may not have the same support that you have before, that you had before. You may not be as young as you were before when you tried different things, when you pursued different degrees or different opportunities. You may have to dust yourself off and take one step at a time, but you got to move. You got to go. You got to understand where, why you are where you are, and you may have to remove people out of your life, and that's scary, and it's uncomfortable, and it's uneasy, and you may have to get out of your dream's way and say, wait a minute, I was standing in my way. I was stopping me. I stopped believing in me. I started to project limiting beliefs on myself and tell myself that I'm not good enough because I may have not done it the way she has done it or the way my mother said I should do it or the way other colleagues that are excelling in business are doing it. But Dawn, taking action is the only way that you get through it and you go through it and you grow through it. You got to move. And sometimes the plan is not going to be all the way together. And by no means am I saying jump out there. Jump out there and just go and take action without a plan. What I'm saying is get very, very clear with connecting with yourself, understanding where you are and how you've got to where you are in this moment and understand that you got to get through. So I knew, Dawn, I knew that if I wanted to get out of my way, that I was going to have to make some bold power moves. And I was going to have to build such a strong relationship with myself, with God, and just gain this level of acceptance as to why I am, where I was at that moment. And understand that it didn't make me a failure. It didn't make me a hypocrite. It didn't make me any less of who I was called to be or what my purpose was or all the things that I had done that thus far was not null and void, but I had to make some power moves. If I was going to elevate and go to the next level, I had to go. I had to take action. And that action meant relocating back all across the country without a strong plan, without a strong how. I just knew that I had to take action. And each and every step that I have taken in the past 6 months, everything appeared to be a miracle. Everything happened. Everything that I walked away from, everything that I thought I lost, or everything that I thought I didn't know, has come to fruition. And where I didn't know the how or how I was going to accomplish certain things, how was I going to rebuild, how was I going to live my life in a way that I inspire myself and inspire others by living in my authentic power, by accepting everything that I've went through and everything that I've gone through and everything that I've experienced as a teacher and as just as it was all positioning me to get to this point, this level of confidence, this level of having this interview with you or being looking at the sunshine and being in such a beautiful city and having to make so many sacrifices. It took action. It took action when I didn't have the resources. It took me taking action when I didn't have a place on the other side to go to. I didn't have a lease. I didn't have a car. I didn't have those things on this side of the game. But I knew if I was brave enough to keep going and take action when it didn't make sense, that it was going to work out. And Dawn, it is working out. And Lioness readers, it is working out. And it will work out. We can spend so much time writing out our plans and looking at our goals and going to networking meetings and, Dawn, all the things that we do. And we spend so much time chasing the mindset of I have to know more, I have to do this, I have to have it all together, that we get stuck and we don't take action. And so what I want to talk to you about today is just breaking out of that stuckness, getting out of your own way and taking a chance on you and betting on you and understanding that there are different types of risks. They are calculated risks. And they are risks that you must take. Even if there aren't any calculations involved, you have to be so connected with knowing who you are by doing the reflective work that you know that this risk is intentional. I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to go in this direction. I don't know why, but me going left when all along I was going right is going to reposition me right back on my path. And that takes doing the reflective work, being very intentional, but being brave and taking action. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. You just said so much right there. And it makes me think, how can we get to that point where we really are being honest with ourselves? You know, we've come across so many entrepreneurs and just people in general who they believe 100% and wholeheartedly that they are doing everything they could possibly be doing in order to make their business grow or in order to make their dreams come true. It may be evident to us looking from the outside that they are not doing everything that they could be doing. And in some cases, they may be taking very minimal action, but they are under the impression that they have convinced themselves that they are doing everything they need to do, but it's all these external situations that are causing their business not to grow or causing them not to have the growth they're looking for. So how do you get to that point where you're just really honest with yourself about where you are?
How do you get there? You get there by really, and this may sound cliche, but it is the truth. And I know it to be true because I've experienced it and I've witnessed it in so many other people. It starts with self-care. Everybody gets so caught up on doing the work externally, right? Mm. But how you show up in life externally has everything to do with the inner work internally. And there were times when I was working so hard, Donna, you know this, you were right there by my side. I was doing everything externally. I was creating income generating plans. I was making sales pages. I was going to every single networking event. I was writing content. I was developing programs. I was doing the work. I was investing in myself. I was going to conferences and business development, leadership events, and all of those things. But it all came together once I took a break. And it's okay to breathe, ladies. It's okay to take a moment to go within. And when you take those moments to go within to say, am I really acting on my authentic self? Am I really being the most authentic Devon that I can be, whether it's entrepreneurially, whether it's professionally, whether it's personally? Am I only trying to appear to be this social media expert because it looks good? I go to Canva and I put some cute quotes up there, and people are inboxing me or writing me and signing up for my newsletter and wanting to coach with me. Am I only showing this thing one-sided? Am I only doing the external work, right? And there are going to be moments where you are working so hard in your business that you're not sleeping, that you're not eating properly, that you're not taking the time to reflect. It takes balance. It takes balance. The inner goes hand in hand with the outer. If you are only constantly trying to take action on the outside and not getting to know the core of you on the inside, because if you started your business in 2007, 2016, 2015, 2014, or even if you decided to jump out there and start a business 2 weeks ago, right? Who you are today is not who you were 2 weeks ago. Damn. So in business, it is very, very important and imperative that you connect with self, that you understand that the direction that you are taking your business in is still aligned with the woman you are today. And when you just only taking action on the outside and not doing the reflective work. And when I talk about reflective work, let me break that down for you because it sounds real nice, right? It sounds we use that term a lot in business. Girl, you got to do the inner work. But what I'm saying is that whatever works for you, whatever rituals you have, everybody looks at Oprah Winfrey and different women as these women are. She's so successful. She's rich. But do you know that she has a spiritual practice? Do you know that she has a ritual? Do you know that she connects with nature and she connects with plants and she meditates and she loves animals and she does the inner work and she writes and she meditates and she prays? You know, and those things are, we forget about those things when we dive into business. We think it is work, 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 work. But that is work. So just like you are balancing spreadsheets and hiring coaches and looking at your accounting and writing and joining all these different things and writing this business plan and getting your website built, you have to check in with you daily. And so that's what I had to do, Dawn. I remember the days when I was up to 2, 3, 4 in the morning writing coaching content and developing programs. But it wasn't until I set the intention for my day that I started a ritual, when I started to burn my candles, my white candle at that, and I meditated, and I made sure that everything that I've done on the outside was a mere reflection of what was happening on the inside. And that's what it takes. It really takes your inner matching your outer. Your outer is a reflection of your inner. When you are all over the place emotionally, all over the place mentally, you are in this crazy relationship, you're not happy at your day job, you're trying to come home and you're working on your business, but you're uneasy with what's going on, you're not showing up the way you're supposed to show up, something is off. And when you realize something is off, I'm going to tell you, you may not have ever heard another coach say this, but I'm going to tell you to do nothing. I want you to be still. I want you to do nothing but eat, sleep, bathe, and relax. Take a day or two off. You owe that to yourself. You owe yourself the ability to just refresh, to renew, to rejuvenate, to understand that, am I working my business the best way I'm possibly can work it? Am I doing the work the best and the most effective and efficient way I can do it? Or am I looking at this woman to see she did it from hosting calls, or she did it from live events, or she started a blog, or am I doing it the most authentic way that represents who I am today? So when I say be still, I want you to just breathe, connect, reflect, and understand that only in those moments that you give yourself those moments of peace, those moments to breathe, that you have the energy and you have the clarity and you have the focus to do it again, but you may not do it. It may not be 10 times harder. So I'm going to say be still, that do the outer work, take action, reflect, feel the courage, but allow it to be balanced. You have to have balance. Don't leave it one-sided that it's only networking and working and writing a business plan and building a website and looking at your income-generating plan. Understand that it takes a level of solitude and a level of peace to have with yourself to make that show up in your life, in your business. When you have peace, Dawn, you attract your ideal client. You attract your ideal business opportunity. You go out there and you make it happen because you're not so anxious for it. You're not chasing it. And, you know, we spend so much time saying hustle hard, do this, do that. You hustle hard for days, for weeks, for months. You don't see things happening at the magnitude that you think it should happen. Then you go in and then you feel frustrated because you are chasing something. But when you have that inner peace and you've done that inner work, you see it flow. It comes together full circle because you are having balance. So that is what I have to say about that.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, it seems interesting because for me, I'm a person who I enjoy relaxing, you know.
Me too.
You know, me too. But I realize that even, you know, in talking to Natasha, I mean, Natasha's idea of relaxing is very different than mine because she could be working and be like, this is relaxing to me. And she may have more trouble relaxing at a spa, you know. But for people who really, when you say breathe and you say take a minute and you say relax, that just sounds like a foreign language to them. What do you say to people who have trouble really just relaxing? Do you have any tips for anybody to just say, hey, these are some a way to get you started in that direction?
Absolutely, absolutely. One of my best friends in the whole wide world, she's my best friend in business and life, she doesn't know how to take a nap. She doesn't believe in that. She's like, I'm so tired. I'm so sleepy. She's running her businesses. She's working full-time. She's a wife. She's a mom. And she's like, how did you just take a nap? Why did you know, what happened? This you know, this thoughts go on. She said, because when I lay down, my to-do list is going through my head, and I feel guilty, right? Mm. So for the woman that feels like, I don't know how to relax. I don't know how to take a nap. I don't know how to breathe. If I do those things, I get depressed. I feel like I'm an overachiever. I feel like I'm not working. I'm not doing my part. It starts with literally just stopping. Just stopping. And don't judge. We spend so much time, you know this, Donna, we judge ourselves. The moment that we're not acting to the fullest capacity that we think we should be where we should be acting, we say, I'm not enough. This isn't enough. But I want you to know that you are enough. And do it your way. My way may be too serene for you. Dawn's way may just not be what you want to do. It starts with literally saying, I'm going to take a moment. Even if it doesn't, if your ideal day does not consist of taking a walk or going to the beach or getting a massage, just take a moment to just breathe. Even if that means sitting in your car for 10 minutes before you go into the door to embrace whatever lives on the other side of that door, the chores that you have to do, along with the business tasks that you have to do. It starts with simply taking a moment to just breathe. And that moment may not be 30 minutes of meditation. It may not be going to yoga or Nia, whatever it is you want to do. It just may be honoring yourself enough to pause. Because in that moment of pausing, of taking a break, you really, really do yourself a service of feeling renewed to really attack and accomplish what's waiting for you. If you're always on go, 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 I call that the syndrome of being everywhere but nowhere, you know? And you have to be comfortable with just being still just for a second. But what happens, Don, when you, and I want to be upfront and be real and just give it to you raw, that when you do take a moment to just be still, you are peeling the layers, and you may have thoughts come up in your mind that being busy takes away those thoughts, because you may have to deal with that. But in the long run, if you just take a breather, even if it starts 10 minutes, it's going to impact your life. It's going to impact your business. It's going to allow your creative juices to flow. So your version of relaxation may not be meditation. It may not be sipping a cup of hot tea or having a glass of wine or taking a nap. It just may be you sitting there calling a friend because you're so busy writing content. Find out what that looks like for you. What does relaxation look like for you? And when you find that, hone in on that and do the inner work. Write about it. Get that journal and say, what does that look like for me? And then it starts from there. And don't judge. Don't self-sabotage. Don't judge. If you want to take a nap, take a nap. Eventually, those thoughts that are going on in your mind telling you, oh, my goodness, you got this blog to write. You got to prepare for this meeting. You got to cook dinner. You got to get the car service. You have to email this person. Whatever. Eventually, those thoughts will subside and you will get some rest. But it, Dawn, if we had this conversation 2 years ago, we probably would be talking about limiting beliefs and getting rid of fear and doing all those things. Those things matter and it happens. But when you are all over the place and you don't have inner peace, it makes everything that you do a challenge. It's so much harder than it really has to be.
Right. Now, a little bit earlier, you talked about something that it really stood out to me because we talked about this at our Unleash event a few weeks ago, that sometimes you don't have the entire vision completely crystal clear, but you do still have to act. And then as you take more action, you start to get more clear on that bigger vision. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Vision is one of the – let me share this story really quickly about how I knew I was off track, Dawn. I have been using the power of visualization since I was a little girl, right? But in 2015, the end of 2015, I literally lost my vision. And vision was the main thing that I was working towards, a vision every single day of my life, whether it was a vision to be a mom or a vision to open up this business or a vision to be a coach, to you know, whatever it was, a vision to look a certain way, to travel. I would envision Indonesia, Bali, envision Hawaii, and then I'll end up making it there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there was a time where I lost my vision. I had no plan. I had nothing. I had nothing to work towards, and that scared the heck out of me. For the first time in my life, I had no vision. I had nothing. I had nothing. Determination left me. Hope left me. Everything left, and I knew in that moment that I was off. I was off track. And the only way for me to get back on track, to get back to see, just, Dawn, if I could see a little glimpse of the vision, I just wanted to see a little pocket of it. I wanted to see just a little, if I could see a little small one-third of the vision, I was happy. But I had a blank canvas. I had nothing. So, and it took me writing. It took me to connect with self to get there. But, oh, my goodness, when I realized that, oh, my goodness, I had a vision for my life just a little bit, I realized that where I wanted to reside, where I wanted to live, what type of life that I wanted. Did I want time freedom? Did I want financial freedom? Did I want an opportunity that would get my brain flowing again? Did I want structure? Did I need to reintroduce structure in my life because I've been on this entrepreneurial journey for a few years and it caused me to make my own schedule, make my own time? Did I need something in my life to give me structure to get me back on path, get me back on the path where I was supposed to be? Once I started to see that vision, just a glimpse of it, Dawn, I'm going to be so real with you. I took a leap. I took a leap, sis. I walked away from a comfort zone. I walked away from a comfort zone. I walked away from everything that I knew to be familiar to me because I knew that it was not going to serve me. So once I got a little glimpse of the vision came back, I left. I packed a suitcase, and I left with a little bit of resources, not a lot, and I took faith. I said, you know what? This isn't for me. Have you ever had an out-of-body experience, Dawn, where you were living in a situation where you want to shake yourself out of something? And you're like, this is not what I signed up for. This is not the life I have for myself. Mm-hmm. Have you had that experience?
I have.
So I had that experience. I had that experience. And I literally didn't know how I was going to get out of it. But it took me doing the inner work to regain just a glimpse of the vision that I had for my life and to reconnect and understand what my version of happiness looked like, what my version of success looked like. And once I saw that, I realized that it was not similar to any other person's version of happiness that I've ever seen. Because social media can put you in a trick bag. It can have you... It can have you comparing your life to someone else's. It can have you comparing your beginning to someone else's middle. It can have you thinking that perfection looked like this, that this is the only road to success, the only route to success, to do it this way, to do it their way, to do it the cookie cutter way. And then you look up and you're like, no, this isn't for me. So once I got that glimpse, that vision, I knew that I had to continue the path that I started. And what is the quote by Martin Luther King? He said, when you continue to go up the stairs, even if you don't take one step, even if the full staircase isn't there, you don't see it.
Right.
So that's exactly what I did. I acted on the vision. And so you have to act on the vision and take it day by day. And when you know that it's your path, you will not be without. You will have a person that will show up exactly where they are supposed to show up, exactly where you need them to show up, even if you feel like you are empty-handed, even if you feel like you are inadequate, even if you feel like, oh, my goodness, I don't have the degree, I don't have the training, I don't have the money, I don't have the time. All I have is the vision. You have to believe in yourself wholeheartedly, do the inner work, and making sure that you are on the right path that's aligned with who you are at core, and you got to take the steps. Dawn, I didn't know where I was going to stay. I didn't know where I was going to live. I didn't know that. All I knew was that this something greater was waiting for me, and it took me. I had to make a sacrifice. I can either play small, I can live in fear, I can live in the most smallest version of myself, the comfortable version of myself. I can live in this comfort zone, or I can dust myself off and take a new approach to an old dream. And that's exactly what life entails, because every day you're not going to have the vision. You're not going to have the crystal clear vision. But what you're going to have is the connection with yourself, the strength to count on you, to believe in you, because you know that you've been doing the work and you've been doing the inner work. You've been doing the outer work. You've made the sacrifices. Once you get that vision, You got to take action. You have to trust the process that there may be some setbacks. And I'm not saying that it's going to be easy, Dawn, because this journey has not been easy, and I've made lots of money. I've touched hundreds of women. I've lost so many tangibles. I had to go through a spiritual and emotional process to get back here, but I knew that if it was my correct path or where I'm supposed to be, miracles was going to happen because I'm walking the steps that were orchestrated and designed for me to walk. And that is why we are having this call. So when you see the vision and you don't have the strongest plan and you don't know the how, you don't know how to get there, if it's the vision that's for you because you've been doing the inner work, you're connected with self, you know it's your path, trust the process. And the process may sometimes look like it's three steps backwards, but those three steps backwards are preparing you for quantum leaps forward if it's your path. But how do you know it's your path in business, in life, in love? Whatever your dream is that you are so connected with yourself that you feel like there is a greater power that's moving you when you're too tired to move, that's providing for you when you don't have a strong way of a strong plan of providing for yourself. You don't have that 9-to-5, or you don't have that steady line of clients or customers. All you have is faith, and you have a vision and determination to make it happen, but it's your path. And literally, I set goals. I set tangible goals, and I work with my clients to set those goals. But if you're just only doing, I can't express, and I hope it isn't sounding redundant, but if you are only doing the outer work and not doing the inner work, you are going to hit a ceiling.
Right.
You're going to get to a point that you're not going to be able to evolve because you're not connecting. You're not even opening yourself up to the possibilities that life can. You may have thought, I wanted just to make $100,000 in my business. But once you connected with self and you open yourself up to the possibilities, oh, my goodness, you come up with creative ways to leverage your time and make $300,000 in your business. Just because you started to get to know who you were on a different level and honor yourself and grow with who you grow. There's a point, Dawn, where I knew that I was co-creating. Sometimes we give away our power. We give away our power by saying, oh, it's because of this person that I'm where I'm supposed to be. It's because of that person. Or it's because of God. You know, it's, oh, God did this, God did that. But once I fully accepted that everything that I've done, every accomplishment that I've made, and it is by the grace of God, but I co-created it because I could have self-sabotaged this thing. I could have went back because of fear. I could have said, this is too hard. This isn't right. I don't know the next move. I don't know how. I'm going to go back to my comfort zone. I'm going to do it the way that such and so-and-so has done it. But when you strongly believe that you have the power to co-create, whether you know the how in a 100% realm, when you continue to go and do and be, watch the possibilities come to you. Watch the possibilities come to you. And let me tell you what I told myself, Dawn. I said, I've always been the type of businesswoman, the type of person to work my behind off and try to do it all alone. Do it all by myself.
Uh-huh.
And I told myself, going into the new year, I don't have to work that hard anymore. I don't want to do it by myself. I want to take a whole lot of people with me. I want to partner with amazing people that are doing what I'm trying to do, that are doing what I'm doing and have the ability to multiply, you know, the ability to make it happen, and I'm not spread it too thin. I'm not the head person in charge, the only person that's doing it and working all by myself tirelessly. I know that side of the game, and I know you know that side, Dawn. We just got to do it all. We got to do it all by ourselves. And look what's happening.
Right.
Look what's happening. We're having this call.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to jump in, but we are a little over time, and I know people are jumping on in the middle of work days and things of that nature, but I could listen to Devonna all day. I'm sure other people on the call are feeling the exact same way. We have got some really valuable information today, and we're going to have some really amazing opportunities for those of you who are feeling the same, like, hey, I don't want to do this alone. I need like-minded people to work with and to bounce ideas off of. I mean, that's why you're part of the Lioness community. But we're going to be having some more opportunities for you all to work with Dream Coach Devonna in a much more meaningful way. So if you are resonating with her voice, definitely stay tuned because we're going to have launching in March, late March, a nice mastermind group led by Coach Devonna that we hope you'll participate in. But with that,
I'm so excited about it.
I'm so excited. And so you're going to see it all over social and just all over everywhere. But with that, I'm going to let everybody go. Don't forget about the business coaching call. It's coming up on the fourth Thursday of February. And, and please join us in the Unleash group, and I'm going to post some information in there for you, a little bit more on Coach Devonna, and I believe she may have a free download that I will put a link there for you. Did I remember that correctly, Coach D?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to give them the 10 easy steps to living their dreams, and they can get that. It's a workbook. It comes with it takes you through amazing steps of just developing and connecting with your purpose and finding your passion and living out your dreams step by step. So it's a great guide. It's hundreds of women have used it in a live setting. So it's a great tool that's amazing, and I'm going to give it to you all so we can rock and roll and move forward and push against the resistance and live out our dreams and become the best versions of ourselves.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and end the call, and we'll see you all next time. Take care.